David Oates.
Hello. Hi, how are you, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Yep, no problems. You hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you fine, man. I tell you, mate, I tell you what, we've got in our live chat, we've got Peter from Australia. He's listening to the program, so he's up as late as you are tonight, David.
Oh, it's actually early in the morning here. It's 11:45 on Sunday morning.
Well, salute to you, David. I tell you what, man, you are an excellent person to have on the program because we haven't had many topics talking about reverse speech, and tonight we want to talk about it. And before we do, David, why don't you introduce yourself to the Edge Television audience, and so we can get a good grasp of who you are and what you're about.
Right. Well, okay. Well, my name is David Oates. I'm 61. I live in Australia, obviously. I'm the founder and developer of Reverse Speech. And the basic theory and concept of reverse speech is that language is bi-level, forwards as well as backwards. As the brain is putting the sounds of speech together, it's creating those sounds in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once, forward from the conscious and backwards from the unconscious. And so what I literally do for a living is I take recordings and run them in reverse, and about once every 20 or 30 seconds, you'll hear this very clear English phrase amongst the gibberish that I maintain is what's happening on the unconscious level. So I've been doing this for 34 years now. It's my life's work. I have a very active therapeutic practice where I use reverse speech in working with clients' problems and issues. And of course, I spend a lot of time analysing the media and putting out my findings.
Well, because America seems to influence the entire world, whatever we do and say, have you been reversed speech analyzing our popular political people?
Oh, yes, of course I have. I've been right on top of the political scene. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. So I guess you want to hear some, hey? So let's pull out. Let me see if I can find a couple on Hillary to start off with. And we'll give you an example of reverse speech. Okay. So, okay, here's Hillary Clinton. And she's on the campaign trail, and she's attacking Donald Trump.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
Okay, now I've isolated the small section. I've played in reverse at 3 speeds, and then I run the whole lot backwards, and you can hear it amongst the gibberish. But see if you can hear it say, "And I'll scam you."
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
You hear
and
that?
And I'll scam you.
Now, let's run the whole lot back, and you'll hear how it occurs amongst the gibberish. So we're running the whole clip backwards.
Scam you.
You hear that there? Coming, jumping up out of the gibberish? So that's exactly how it works. Listen to that little clip again. So that we conclude from that clip that she's being rather dishonest in what she's saying. And she's pulling a con job. At least that's how I would interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at one on Donald Trump. Let me, there's a really classic one. Okay, here's Donald Trump. Okay, so this is also Trump on the campaign trail. And he's talking about the email scandal with Hillary Clinton.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, "Here, Hillary." And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
And we run this in reverse, and he says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, this is
and again.
Hillary, this is
and that's straight backwards, and that's run the whole lot backwards once again, so you know I'm not pulling any tricks. So here we go.
You know,
you hear that amongst the gibberish there? Just sort of jumps out nice and clear. I'll do that again. And that's how reverse speech works. You run speech backwards, and every few seconds you'll get this very clear English statement coming out of the gibberish that's what they're thinking and feeling at the time. So when Trump was talking about Hillary's emails, it was being quite congruent. He did want to see them. if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, when I hear Hillary Clinton, when she says, you know, I'm for women, when I play that backwards, she says she really likes to have other women and kiss them. So I don't know. That's what I find. David, is it the fact that when somebody speaks that they cannot help but put words into a format that tells the truth when it is played backwards?
Right, exactly right. Yes, it's an unconscious activity. You've got no control over it whatsoever. And it's to do with the way that you are pronouncing the words at the time, or the unique inflection or accent. So the split second before you're actually speaking, the brain creates those speak sounds that allows that reversal to be there. And, I mean, you listen to someone speak forwards, and you notice their speech is full of pauses and stammers and stutters and tonal alterations, and it's those very inconsistencies of speech that are there to create the speech reversal.
Mm-hmm. So is it that everyone that speaks, when played backwards, tells the truth?
Yep, everyone I've looked at so far in all my 34 years of doing it.
So yes. when I have a woman that tells me they love me and then they leave me, is there a way that I can find out that within, say, the context of, I say, I love you, Daniel, but if I play that backwards, says, I'm going to leave your damn ass here as soon as I can?
Right, well, sure. We've actually got an app for the iPhone. We're developing one for Android now. Mm-hmm. But the iPhone app, you can download it and record your friends. And if your wife agreed to be recorded, I don't know whether she'd want to, if she knew you were going to do reverse speech.
So you're saying what I have to do is I have to have a recording and then send it to you to find out what the hell my betrothed would be saying.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, you've got to actually have the recording to analyze it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton is known to be a pathological liar, in so many things that she said. And frankly, for that matter, Barack Obama has, and I'm not really a partisan hack here, but I'm just saying when it comes to lies, I've heard some of the most outrageous lies from those two. For instance, you know, you can keep your doctor from Obama. If I was to play that backwards, would it say, when he say, and you can keep your doctor, if I played it backward, it would be, you're a bunch of fools and I'd never let you keep your doctor, and I'm going to ruin your healthcare system because I want a one payer system.
Right. Well, here's actually Obama talking about healthcare. So, you'll be quite amazed at the reversal. Hang on. I just can't see at the top of my head. Here it is. Okay. So here he's talking about healthcare.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need.
And he says, this has to damn you.
This has to damn you. This has to damn you.
So he's saying,
this has to damn you.
It's going to cause you a lot of problems. And of course it has. With a premium increase of 100%, deductibles around $10,000. I mean, it's insane. So he's predicting that the healthcare will be a disaster. And his reversals are just full of incongruities. He was he just doesn't shape up well in reverse at all. Let me see if I can pull up another one on Obama while we're talking about it. I'll go back to my Obama file here. I just went back to Hillary for a split second. And Hillary's just as bad. I mean, her reversals were just atrocious throughout the campaign. And Donald Trump really, really shone very well. Okay, so here's Obama again.
And once again, I want to thank the Australian people for the kindness.
Oh, he's in Australia. Okay.
They showed me about 40 years ago, and the kindness that they're showing me during my visit today.
And here he says, I speak the scam.
I speak the scam.
Well, that's for damn sure there. That boy is a scam.
So I guess he wasn't being too friendly to the Australian people. So, he's such a classic. I like his one on, this is on an Independence Day.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And when he talks about working to perfect it, he says, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it. I wreck it.
So very incongruent. He just throughout his whole presidency. And Hillary, you know, well, pees out of the same pod. She was exactly the same. Here's a verse where she actually admits to lying.
She said it's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
And then you heard what I said about it, and all of a sudden you were against it.
Well, Donald, I know you live in your own reality, but that is not the fact.
And here she says, hear the lie, worrying to Bill.
Hear the lie, you're worrying to Bill.
So I'm telling a lie here, and it's a Bill gets a little bit worried about it. So there we go.
Wow. Hey, you know, David, there's a video out there of Donald Trump's inauguration, and Bill Clinton is checking out Melania. I mean, he is like mesmerized, and then Hillary turns around and looks at him like, are you really checking her out? But I imagine if he was to say no, I'm not checking her out, he's saying, yeah, man, she's one hot bod there, and I like to get her anytime I can. I mean, when you come to reverse speech, has it ever been more words spoken in reverse than actual words spoken forward? Or did it always quid pro?
No, that's a very good question. Yeah, the reverse words will usually be greater than the forward words. The syllable count will, in most cases, be greater forwards and backwards than they are forwards. If you have four syllables forwards, you can have six or seven syllables backwards. And you might say, how is that possible? And it's because it's all the subtle little intonations. Like I can say I, and I've said that I, and I've said it with two tonal shifts in it. Now, in reverse, that one syllable, that I, will become two syllables backwards. So, yes, the word count is nearly always greater backwards than it is forwards, which is an interesting observation.
So you're saying that it is the human makeup in order to put words forward in a cohesive manner, to put them together, but when they're being formulated, they're actually in the form that if they are played backwards, they will say what you really mean.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's exactly correct. It's the brain's own way of telling the truth. Now, look, the unconscious mind is wired to tell the truth. We already know about body language, for example, where someone who's skilled in the art of body language can tell you exactly whether the person's lying or telling the truth and what things are triggering them because the body itself sends its cues. Well, reverse speech is another way in which the unconscious mind is telling the truth. We are hardwired to tell the truth. And, I mean, to lie and deceive, particularly self-deception, is actually contrary to our true nature and our true condition. Mm-hmm. And reverse speech tells me it's because of this that we have disease. Mm-hmm. I've worked with many cancer patients over the years, and in nearly every case, the cancer is caused by some lie or incongruity the person has inside of them. Mm-hmm. Our natural condition is to be honest and truthful. We are not honest and truthful, so the brain has developed other ways for us to communicate the truth, reverse speech being one of them. Mm-hmm.
Going back, my first experience with reverse speech or back masking was really with the Beatles. They have seemed to be groundbreakers when it comes to that. And I know that John Lennon's wife recorded a song when it was played backwards. She clearly said, "I hate God." That was one of the first things that I've experienced. What do you know about the Beatles and their back masking? And were they one of the first groundbreakers in that?
Oh, yeah, well, they clearly were. John Lennon invented the backward masking technique in his song Rain, and he accidentally spliced the last stanza of the song backwards into the track, and he actually quite liked the effect, so he kept it. And that's how the whole backward masking phenomenon was formed. Now, there's a difference between backward masking and reverse speech. Backward masking is the intentional superposition of lyrics or music into the soundtrack, whereas reverse speech is unintentional. It's the unconscious. Anyway, so the Beatles went on and experimented with backward masking. The most well-known instances of this, of course, is the Paul is Dead conspiracy, where there were backward messages on the White Album talked about Paul McCartney dying. Personally, I think it was a publicity gimmick. The Beatles have always denied they did it, but the backward messages are quite clear. I've got some of them. I can play them if you want to hear them. I think it was a publicity gimmick, but the spin-off from that was that people started playing records backwards. They were trying to find these backward messages that the Beatles had put in quite deliberately, and then they started to find other stuff that they hadn't done deliberately, like I Hate God. Or I Worship Satan, as they found on some of the rock bands, and now that is not backward masking, but that was reverse speech in music.
Yeah.
So the invention of backward masking led to the discovery of other messages that weren't there, placed there deliberately, and then the fundamentalists got on the bandwagon. They said, "Oh, this is the work of the devil," you know, then when I started my work in '84, I discovered that not only was it in music, but it was also in speech. And then the penny started to drop. I thought, well, hang on, this is more than just the devil playing around with voices. There's got to be something more to it than this. And then went on and developed the theory.
Well, David Oates, Yoko Ono was really ugly as hell. And I'm just I'm just wondering if John Lennon saw her sort of in a back masking way as a beautiful woman, per se. Is that possible?
It could very well be. I've got no reversals on him talking about. Actually, I don't have hardly anything on John Lennon. You know, I should go and do some reversals on him.
Well, I was just going to say, she's ugly as hell. So I figured maybe he backmasked her and maybe perceived, because nobody else perceived her as good looking. We got a few questions coming in on our live chat, David Oates, and let's go back and get some of these questions real quick for you. King's Daughter out of the live chat says, do you think that any back masking could have a demonic influence?
My standard answer to that question is no, but let me put a caveat on that. If there can be demonic influence over forward speech, then there can be demonic influence over backward speech. But backward speech itself is not demonic. It's a natural function of the brain. So, I mean, people say backward masking or reverse speech is satanic. No, it's not. But if Satan does exist, and if Satan can manipulate speech, then he can also manipulate reverse speech like he does forward speech.
In the biblical context, there's a scripture, somebody in the live chat can help me here, but it says, I speaketh once, yea, I speaketh twice. So in the biblical sense, there seems to be something that says that what you hear, there may be a secondary source to that speech. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, the Bible also talks about under the tongue. Let me see if I can find the reference. People speaking under the tongue, and their forward speech is full of compliments and praises, but under the tongue, here it goes. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, he hides it under his tongue. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit. Under his tongue is mischief and unity, or mischief and sanity. Anyway, there's quite a few references to under the tongue, which I believe is a implicit reference to another language or to reverse speech.
Mm-hmm. All right. Doug White from the live chat asked this question to you, Doug, or David. It says, how far back does the back masking go? What's the first recorded episode of that?
The first recorded one I've got is back in 1892 on which president was it? I can't remember now. One of the very first recordings that was ever made. And I've got one on the BBC back in the early 20s. I can't put my hand on that at the top of my head. How frustrating. Anyway, look, it goes back as far back as language goes, because it's always been there, is the answer to the question. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's been going on for a very long time. All right, let's get to another question here. It says, Do you have a tape recording of Obama saying, yes, we can?
Classic old Satan. Thank you, Satan. You know what? I do have that somewhere. It's not one I play very often.
But it is known that it does say, thank you, Satan.
Oh, yeah, I know it does. I'm trying to see if I can see it. Oh, here we go. So here's the forwards.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And the back was, it's thank you, Satan, thank you. Mm-hmm. There we go. And you can fight. Here's Hillary Clinton. Listen to this.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
And here she says, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
There you go. That'll put some chills down your spine.
Oh, hell yeah, man. She's a whacked out bitch anyway. But I'm just saying, if that being the case, obviously Obama and Hillary are hailing to their father, the devil, Satan himself. Does that mean that there was a battle between the forces of darkness and good, and therefore, obviously Trump beat them and sent them back to their gnarly freak hole in the pit of hell? So, I mean, do you think there was a battle there between good and evil there, and Trump won?
Oh, dear me, what a question. I've never been asked that question. Yes, I think there was, actually. Look, Trump is very congruent. I know people who hate Trump hate to hear me say that, but his reversals have always been very congruent and very positive, and when you compare his reversals to Hillary Clinton's, it literally is a battle between good and evil, and it's yes it comes down to that. I was going to play a reversal that illustrates. I mean, look, he has just some great reversals. Let's listen to this one.
Thank you, everybody. So here's what happened. I got here.
So there's Trump saying thank you, and he says on that one, we love America. You got that? So there you go. So his love and his attention and his concern is for the United States. So when he says he's going to put America first, his reversals are congruent with that position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. I mean, we have never had a more patriotic American standing up for America since I don't know when, certainly not in my lifetime. And so it's very interesting to see. And it sounds to me like the backmasking or the reverse speech corroborates the truthfulness of what he's saying.
It absolutely does. Absolutely does. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. We have another question here. This is from King's Daughter out of the live chat. It says, do you believe in the word of truth, Jesus, that this may be a demonic sin? Okay, I don't even understand that question. Let's go to the next one. It says, have you ever recorded inanimate object sounds and listened to them backwards?
No, I never have. But there is a chap out there who does that. His name is Brian Jones. And his website is, I think it's audiomedium.com. I can't remember at the top of my head. But no, it's not something that I do. But there is there's a guy out there who does entirely that. No, I can't think of his website. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
The Bible says that the earth groans and travails for the revelation of the sons of God. That tells me there's a speech there, a groaning and uttering. I'm wondering if the reverse speech there on that, we might be able to hear the truth of the planet through, say, avalanches or tsunamis or some other things like that. This person you're talking about, is that the type of speech or sound that they're looking into?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure. Spirit speaks in groans too deep to express. I believe it's a reference to reverse speech. Mm-hmm. You hear the spirit speaking. You listen to this one. This is someone who's has got money problems. They're talking to the tape recorder.
does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
Backwards, he says, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
And that's his spirit talking to him. That's the groan of his spirit saying, I know you're frightened. Lean on me, trust in me. Mm-hmm. It's a small, still voice within. It's a voice of the spirit speaking. Yes.
Mm-hmm. There are many people that claim they hear sounds from inner earth, booming sounds, maybe drilling sounds. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I've heard of people saying they've heard it. I've never heard any recordings or know anything mm-hmm. about it. You know, mm-hmm. I've heard the claims, but mm-hmm. it's nothing I know anything about.
All right. We have this question from Kentucky Girl out of the live chat for you, David Oates. It says, when good people talk, do they say bad things backwards?
Oh, some of the most pious people have the most shocking reversals. So the answer to that is yes. See, it depends on how you define good. Good, someone can do good deeds and help people and be a, what you would call a good person, but still have a great ill and hatred in their heart. Mm-hmm. And so the answer to that is yes, good people can have bad reversals.
Mm-hmm. And is that... the reversals, if we have those, would that have told us their true intentions?
Yes, definitely. Yes, it is your true motives and your true intentions that appear in reverse speech. Mm.
Well, I've had people tell me, say, Daniel, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, but and maybe I need to play their speech backwards because I'm obviously not with them. All right, we have this question from John in Pennsylvania. It says, can... reverse speech be useful for forensic or detective investigation into crimes without the suspect knowing it?
Oh, absolutely. It has already been used. Not often, but the police have used it on it. I've worked with the police on about a half a dozen cases so far, and reverse speech has revealed guilt or innocence. It's as pointed to suspects and where evidence is located. I'm trying to find. I got a classic one here. If I can put my hand on it, it just graphically illustrates this. This is Scott Peterson, who's currently sitting on death row for the murder of his wife. Mm-hmm. And before the trial, a reporter asked him, "Did you murder your wife?
Did you murder your wife?" "No, no.
So he denies. He says, "No, no, I did not." And we run it backwards, and he says, "Neck, I hit hard."
Neck, I hit hard.
So he's telling us how he killed his wife. He hit her hard on the back of the neck. When they found her body, it was decapitated.
Hmm.
And now you try saying, "No, no, I did not," in the tape recorder, run that backwards. You're not going to get anything like "neck, I hit hard." It's to do with the exact way that he pronounced it and the inflection in his voice at the time of speaking that created that reversal. Hmm. So, yes, it has amazing forensic applications.
Hmm.
It's a shame the police aren't using it more.
What about O.J. Simpson? Here's a classic freak who obviously killed those people there. Did you ever get a chance to play any of his speech backwards? Did he confess to that? I mean, this guy, here's a guy that basically confessed in the fact that he wrote a book. If I had killed Nicole, here's how I would have done it. I mean, he was basically, he was bubbling up and he had to write a book about it, how he did it.
Yeah. Here's one. Here's a reversal from his police interrogation tape.
And I come home and kind of leisurely got ready to go. You know, I mean, we've done a few things. We were not.
And he says backwards, "I killed them high." And I think he was high on coke. So there he's confessing to it. And here he is mocking everyone. He was just released, just found not guilty on the criminal trial. And he's being interviewed on BET television.
The worst thing you can have, that you can ever have, is have your argument taped. I would say, anybody out there that's married or is in a relationship, just turn a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
Very ironic forward statement.
Turn a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
And he he says backwards, I skinned them all.
Not skinned them all. Not skinned them all. Not skinned them all.
Double meaning reversal. Skinned, of course, is black slang for I conned them. But also, it's the violent nature of the crime. You know, they were virtually skinned. They were cut to pieces. So,
Wow. I am so glad you came to this broadcast prepared with these audios. We have a question from Cleet out of the live chat. It says, if two or more people read something, does the reverse speech differ?
The answer to that is yes. It's to do with exactly the way it was said at the time of speaking. I've got a classic thing I do in my classes. I get students to say, I love my mother very, very much. She's very supportive of me and I look forward to hearing from her every day. Okay? And we get every person to say that phrase. And you should see the differences in the reversals, you know. My mother is a bitch or whatever, you know. And, So now we've tried to reproduce reversals by hearing the forward speech and trying to say it exactly the way it was said, and it's hard. We can't reproduce them. It's really to do with that moment of time that's captured on tape.
Wow. Hello? Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's go to another question then. This one here from John out of the live chat. When a Pentecostal prays in tongues, when a speech is played backwards, is there any indications that the prayers make sense? Now, here in America, we have a whole category of Christianity that believes in praying in tongues. I think that many claim that it's biblical and probably is. But is that something that you've ever looked into when the Pentecostals pray in tongues?
Well, for a start, I was a Pentecostal pastor when I got into reverse speech.
Wow.
So,
tell us about that, David.
I was a pastor of a church called Bethesda, youth pastor, actually, for 3 or 4 years. And that's how I got into reverse speech in the first place. It was we had one of the visiting preachers that gave a lecture on backmasking. And I was really quite intrigued, but that's another story. Anyway, so I started taping the speaking in tongues in the services, and oh my gosh, you'd not believe the stuff I got. Most of it was really negative, satanic stuff. I worship Satan. I love Lucifer.
Wow.
There was one that was praising God, and I heard another one was worried about her roast in the oven. it was very disturbing material, and it really shook me up. There you go. That's my answer to that question.
So you say you were in a Pentecostal church and you were speaking, you yourself were speaking backwards?
Oh, well, no, I taped people in the church speaking in tongues. I taped them and ran the recordings backwards.
Okay. And when you played them forward, what did you get?
When I played them backwards, you mean? Well, very disturbing reversals, like I love Lucifer, I worship Satan. I would say 70% of the ones I looked at had negative, occultic type backward messages. There was one that was praising God and one that was worried about her roast in the oven at home. Mm-hmm. So by far the overwhelming messages of speaking in tongues were negative occultic reversals. Mm-hmm.
In general, if somebody questions somebody else speaking in tongues, would you say they're of the devil, just trying to stir crap up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You never know what kind of question you get here. All right, let's go to another question from Paul, from John in Pennsylvania. Do people who speak normally in forward speech and found to be singing playing backwards? I forget that question. That didn't make sense. All right, let's go to another question. Peter from Australia. Do you have any reversals of celebrities that are pro-Trump and against Trump?
Oh, you know what? I haven't really done. I've got Madonna. Hang on. I recorded Madonna's speech, Donna, at the rally, woman's rally. Let me see what I've got here. Look, there's not much there, really. Here's one of them.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Wow. Then they say Trump's violent. And Reversal says, star, look on it.
Star, look on it. Star, look on it.
But that doesn't tell us much. You know, she's a star. She's looking on the situation. So that doesn't really tell us much at all. So the answer is no, I really haven't. No, sorry.
Well, you know, when it comes to Madonna's speech, I mean, she's obviously a semi-lesbian, a bisexual of some sort. I'm just wondering, whenever she speaks, is she really, you know, is she trying to get a date with Ellen DeGeneres? Or, I mean, I don't even know if you ever tried to playing her backwards. Is that what she's after?
Well, she has some rather
sexually... looking for some good snatch or what?
Yeah, she has some rather sexually explicit reversals. If I can find one, I'll... you're asking me questions I've never been asked before.
Excellent. Good.
Okay, so here we have Madonna at one of her concerts.
Dear Lord, it seems like every time I'm standing in this circle before the show, I'm asking you for something extra special. Well, I'm here again, and they say, ask and you shall receive.
Okay, so she's praying, right? And she says backwards, my masturbate kills me.
My masturbate kills me.
So there we go. So she's praying to God forwards and backwards. We've got this sexually explicit reversal that's telling us that her sexual deeds are not doing her any good.
So what it is Madonna is masturbating as much as she can, but she can't get any satisfaction, so she's looking for another woman to try to increase the sensation. Is that what we're getting here?
Oh, maybe. yeah, she's not getting enough sexual satisfaction. Certainly that reversal would indicate
she's
that.
She's probably trying to get something from her son there. All right, let's get another question. Does a reverse speech work for any language?
Good question. We've looked at three languages so far. French, German, and Spanish. Oh, and obviously English. Mm-hmm. We're founded in all of those languages. Sometimes if someone's bilingual, you can get reversals in both language. Mm-hmm. So we've looked at those ones. I would assume it occurs in all other languages if it's a natural function of language, if the mind is doing it. But they're the only languages we've looked at besides English so far.
Mm-hmm. This question came in about the moon landings. There was a video of the supposed astronauts giving a press conference. They seemed to be lackluster. I don't know the names of them, but they were just like, okay, yeah, I went to the moon. But another guy said, yeah, I went to the moon. I wonder, did you ever get a chance to reverse their speech? And did they, when they were saying, yeah, we landed on the moon, were they really saying, no, we didn't really go, but they told me to say it?
No, they say that the moon landing was genuine. They give reversals that confirm that. For example, here's Buzz Aldrin on the moon talking about laying the plaque that was on the LM.
Bill is now unveiling the plaque that is...
So they're now unveiling the plaque, and then he says, off from your limb.
Off from your limb. Off from your limb.
And that's a... And that's a congruent reversal because the plaque was on the limb. Mm-hmm. Here's another one on Neil Armstrong from 2011.
The moon has no atmosphere, so you're flying in a vacuum, and the gravity is much lower. Right. So the characteristics of a flying machine in that environment are very different than they are here on Earth.
And here he says, you land that mission now. So he's telling a true story. He's giving extra information. I was landing the mission, okay? And the plaque was off from the limb. Here's another one. This is another congruent reversal.
The blue color of my boots have completely disappeared now into this I don't know exactly what color to describe this other.
And here he says, but there's dark, see the dust.
This is now to the dark.
Anyway, all of their reversals are congruent, giving extra information about the landing. You can go to my website, reversespeech.com. There's about 100 reversals.
So if I was to say, I want to get back to talking about Madonna's masturbation, would I, if I was to play that backwards, would I really say she smells like fish and she probably has a yeast infection?
Oh, I don't know. Depends on whether she does or not.
I can't even believe I said that. All right, let's go to another question. It is from Old Hillbilly. He says, do you have any tapes of reverse speech of anything to do with aliens?
Oh, yeah, I got quite a few. Let me see if I can pull them up real quick. I just got to remember what subdirectory I've got them filed in now. I've done quite a lot of work on space and UFO work. Quite interesting material, actually. Some pretty interesting reversals. Colonel Philip Corso talking about looking at alien bodies.
Saw a body at Fort Riley, Kansas, but I put that out of my mind until I could corroborate information.
And here he says, I looked at it. So that's what we call a congruent reversal. He's telling a true story. And here's a man who went on the Art Bell show using a voice changer, claiming that America was in possession of aliens.
So you're saying we really have not effectively communicated with them? There has been no vocal communication?
The aliens do not speak.
And he says, it's from the Pleiades.
It's unfamiliar.
Okay, so there you go. There's a couple of reversals. Once again, go to my website, reversespeech.com. There's 100 reversals up there about it.
Back to the Beatles. There was one particular soundtrack where they go number nine. What was that all about?
Well, that was on the White Album, and the song was Revolution 9. And it was when you played it backwards, it said, turn me on dead man. Knowing John Lennon's creative mind, I think he probably sat down in his recording studio and worked out exactly how to say that phrase to get it to say, turn me on dead man backwards. So, here's the forwards.
Number nine.
Can we play it back when it says, turn me on dead man?
Turn me on dead man.
Okay, so there you go. Mm-hmm. That was one of the examples that people said to prove Paul McCartney had died.
Well, what do you think personally, David Oakes? Do you think that Paul McCartney is really dead?
I don't have an answer to that question. I think the whole thing was a marketing gimmick that the Beatles did to get people to buy Beatles records. Personally, I mean, that's what I personally think. I don't know the answer.
Okay. All right. David, we're right at the top of the hour. We take about a 5-minute break. But before we do, why don't you tell them about your website? We have a link to your website, as a matter of fact, in your bio section. But why don't you tell the folks what they can find there?
Yeah, sure. Go to my website, www.reversespeech.com. It's got 10,000 examples of reversals on there, probably closer to 15, I'd say. There's hundreds of articles and tests. It's a huge website. Anything you want to know about reverse speech, the testing we've done, the linguistic comparisons, anything the skeptic would want to know. So, yeah, reversespeech.com, www.reversespeech.com. You can spend all day there, all week, easy.
Okay. All right. David Oates, we'll come back to you in 5 minutes. Turn your mic down, and we're going to take you off the audio here, and we'll be right back with you in 5 minutes. Stay on the line, please.
Okay, no worries.
All right. All right, for those of you just joining the broadcast, we have on our newsmaker line tonight, David Oakes of Reverse Speech. If you miss any of the exciting first hour, the show will begin to replay in our main player directly after the show. We'll extract the high-definition video, put it in our YouTube channel, and then we'll put it up in our TuneIn Radio playlist. We're going to take a break. We'll be right
discovering the truth together
on the
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Edge Television Broadcast. My name is Daniel Lott. If you miss any of the exciting first hour, it will begin to replay in the main player directly after the program. Don't forget to stop by next week. We're going to have with us Timothy Beckley talking about UFOs, and it's going to be a great show. And then the February 11th, Tim Swartz going to be talking about inner Earth and Tesla and what he invented. So be sure to stop by for those upcoming broadcasts. If we haven't had a guest on the program you'd like to see, you drop me a line at edgeam@yahoo.com. Let's go back to our newsmaker line and bring back with us David O's of a reverse speech. David, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Here I am.
Wow, man. Talking about in the first hour, I am so glad you came prepared with those audio clips there. It seems that all of us have a sort of a reverse speech. And is it that it is the makeup of the human personality that causes us to really tell the truth? Is it something that we're inherently born with, that we have to tell the truth, even though we want to lie to somebody? We'll lie, say, right to their face, but yet somehow in the way that we formulate the words, our makeup commands us, impels us to tell the truth through reverse speech.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what I believe. We are born to tell the truth. We are born as pure innocent beings. We learn how to lie and deceive as we grow up living in this world. And whether we are lying or deceiving, the brain has a way of correcting that lie or deception by communicating the truth in reverse. So, it's almost like the ultimate truth detector. Who we really are, it goes a lot further than the polygraph, because it tells us who we are on the inside, our real inner makeup.
Mm-hmm. The Bible says that the devil himself is the father of lies. I wonder if we took the scriptures from the Bible, particularly attributed to the devil, and then had somebody say, speak them, and then reverse them, would he tell the truth?
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't get the meaning behind the Bible. You'll get the person's reaction to what he's reading. So, whoever reads that scripture is going to have a different way of saying it, so you get different reversals. So it will be the truth of your person who's reading. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. Let's go to this question here. It says, do you have any reversals from famous preachers?
Oh, wow. Yes, I do, actually. Let me see if I can pull those up. All right. I've got an evangelist subdirectory, so I just got to find out where that is. And here we go. I know my stuff well. All right, here's a Jerry Falwell, very well-known guy.
The seven-year tribulation must transpire here, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, in the which I shall be your boss for 1,000 years, Dr. Levitt. The 1,000-year is yet to happen on this earth. That's just an assumption. I don't have any word of knowledge on that.
Here he says, the will of God's reign is love.
Develop God's reign is love.
Develop God's reign is love.
So there's a nice reversal.
Develop God's reign is love.
When you slow that down, man, it sounds like the devil speaking there. Here's a question. This come out of the live chat here. It says, if should we record ourselves so that we can learn who we really are?
Oh, yeah. I have a whole business doing that. I have a very active therapeutic practice, and I train others to do exactly the same. People come to me for exactly that reason, to find out who they really are and what's really going on inside. And certainly back in my early days, I used to record myself all the time and run back with looking for advice and guidance. And some of the stuff I heard was pretty difficult to accept, because you got to have a pretty strong stomach to look at the truth down inside. You can certainly use it for that purpose, and I do it for that purpose all the time.
Hmm. All right, we have this question here. David Oates, do you have any speech reversals where somebody has confirmed through their reverse speech that there is an afterlife?
Now that's a very interesting question, because I've been actually looking for the answer to that myself. Let me see if I've got anything close to that. I know the question you're asking, and I've been looking for the answer to that question myself. Of course, I do believe in an afterlife, obviously, and I've been looking for it in reverse. I got lots of reversals about my soul, about the soul. I got lots of reversals about heaven. Like, here's one about heaven, for example. Listen to this.
You know how the role of passing it on to your kids from what you've learnt, and you bring them up the best you can, but you've passed traits on to them, and that's what it was.
And here she says, our soul looks down in heaven. And then I've got this one here.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
And this one says, soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever.
A bit fast, isn't it?
Soul, I'll live forever.
It's not totally clear. Yes, I've got those two. But that's actually a very good question. I really should sit down and do a whole tape on it. I don't think I've ever done that. But a lot of reversals about the soul, a lot of reversals about heaven. Reverse speech describes itself as the voice in heaven. For example, here's me talking on a radio show about reverse speech.
Sometimes people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And here the reversal says, it's the voice in heaven.
So, David Oates, you yourself believe that there is an afterlife, and in particular, heaven.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What have you concluded, maybe through your reverse speech analysis, what heaven is like and why there is a heaven?
No, I haven't. I wish I had. No, I know that when we die, we take with us what is inside. Okay, what is in our heart is what we take with us. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty scary because we have some pretty dark things in our heart, many, many people. Heaven is, I really need to do more reverses. I always try to separate what I personally believe from what I find because you can't let your belief influence your research results. I have found no actual research results that tell me what heaven is, but I would love to start researching that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm a Christian. My father was a minister, so I was raised in the church, and that deformed a lot of the grounding of what I do with my work. I mean, to me, reverse speech is my calling from God. It's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. But I'm very careful not to let that influence what I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding proof that life goes on forever. I've found that. But what form that takes, I don't know.
Mm. Today I had an episode. I was at I typically go to on Saturdays that I don't work. I go to Starbucks. And I have chickens, and I have I had an overload of chicken eggs. And so I can't eat all these. So I was compelled. It just seemed in my spirit was telling me to bring a bunch of eggs to a certain person that works at Starbucks. So I went to Starbucks today. I got my usual coffee, and I had a bag of eggs. And I thought, well, it's going to be inconvenient for me to kind of interrupt their stream. But I felt compelled to give it to a woman that works there. She's been there for a long time. So I gave her these eggs, and she had the most astonished look on her face that somebody actually had given her something. And it was a shock look. Is there something that is, reversed looks without something being said? Is there such a thing as a reverse look to understand what somebody has actually said?
Oh, yes, I would agree with that. I believe there's other ways we communicate unconsciously other than through reverse speech. Certainly the eyes tell a lot about the person, as the Bible says. The eyes is the window to the soul. And body language can tell a lot. I believe there's other forms of unconscious communication we haven't discovered yet. Reverse speech talks about the whirlwind or an energy field that surrounds us all. It talks about sound in the whirlwind. So we are putting out unconscious sound waves through this energy field that pervades everything. That's another form of unconscious communication. So there's many, many ways. Reverse speech is just one of the many ways we communicate on an unconscious level. So if you don't talk, there's other ways in which the unconscious communicates.
There's a particular scripture that says, God speaketh once, yea, he speaketh twice, the deep things of God. I wonder if the deep things of our soul are impregnated within the reverse speech of ourselves.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes. Your reverse speech can get very profound sometimes. Very, very deep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you these questions. I don't talk about this side of reverse speech very, very, very much. I keep it very, very scientific and objective normally. So, yeah.
So, David Oates, have we brought you to a new place of discussion?
Yeah, I can start to talk about some of the deeper things of reverse speech. Like, I believe reverse speech is the fulfillment of many end-time prophecies. In the last days, every secret hidden in the hearts of man will be shouted from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's going to happen. You know, the two-edged sword. Sword is a metaphor for communication. Two edges, forwards and backwards. Well, I could go on and on about this. And
wow, that's interesting.
There's many prophecies that talk about the secrets in the heart being revealed in the last days, and I think reverse speech is one of the major means that's going to happen. It's already doing it on the small scale with all the reversals that me and my team are finding on politicians.
David, do you think that God created this sort of reverse speech phenomena in that we would be able to bypass the culture that we have that restricts us from saying the deep truths and the true things of God, the true things of life, because we're so superficial in our conversations in general? Do you think that's sort of an outlet that was created so that message that we have been given, each person, can get out to other people?
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, I've never thought about it in those terms, but yes, I would agree with that. Yes, so would. Yes, so we can communicate who we really are in spite of ourselves. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I certainly believe reverse speech has been created by God. I get very upset when people say it's an occultic phenomenon, because it's not. It's created by God. Can demons manipulate it? Yes, they can. But that doesn't mean it was created by demons.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have this question from Dreamwalker out of the live chat for you, David. It says, what is the most incredible discovery that you've found doing reverse speech? Have you yourself been shocked at something you heard?
Oh, interesting. I'm currently researching Pizzagate. That's a pretty shocking. Yeah, about high-level leaders being involved in these sex crimes, and reversals seem to be confirming the tale, which is even more scary. I think there's so many things. There's, you know, I get a little bit immune to it over as time goes on. I know back when I first started, it used to just take my breath away all the time, but now look, we're just so corrupt. That's what our reverse speech has taught me. As humans, we are just so corrupt. We are just so out of touch with who we are, and we have no idea what's going on inside of us. And that's some of the most shocking things of all, is a revelation of what's within.
All right. We have this question from Pennsylvania. It says, when ghost hunters capture electronic voice phenomena, have you ever played any of those the electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, backwards?
Yes, I have. Yes, and the EVPs have got backward messages as well. I've actually had a couple of guests on my show. I run my own radio show myself, and have a couple of guests on my show who's played EVP backwards. So, you get reversals there. I'm trying to find a particular one that's got a great reversal, and I can't see it at the top of my head. Oh, hang on. I think this is it here. Let's run this.
Do you have now?
Okay, there's the EVP. It says, this will stop a worldly sham. And backwards he says, Hi Caesar, will not lick it. So before, we're talking about reverse speech. This will stop a worldly sham. And backwards, Hi Caesar, will not lick it. In other words, Hi Caesar, the powers that be will not like this one little bit. Okay, it will stop a worldly sham, but the powers that be won't like it. There you go.
All right, we have this question from Campy out of the live chat. It says, is there any reversal on USA gets nuked in the future?
No, I haven't found anything that says that.
Is there
any
reverse speech that indicates there might be a Planet X smashing into the planet?
No, I found nothing about that either.
Would you say that because you have not found that indication in reverse speech in the ones you've analyzed, that that's really just sort of an internet lore, doomgasm type of thing, and it's really not even a thing?
Yes, that's my own personal opinion. Yes.
So if you were to backward mask or reverse speech, say somebody like Alex Jones, who consistently says that the end is near, buy my products. And somehow or another, he says that something bad is going to happen, but before it does, you need our male enhancement pills. You know, I'm not sure why you need that if the end's going to, you know, if the end is near, maybe you want to do a bunch of women before the end is. I don't even know why he does. Have you ever a reverse speech, somebody like Alex Jones, who's always talking about doomgasms?
Oh, yeah, well, Alex Jones has got some interesting reversals. If I can pull some of them up. Look, my own personal belief is I have great hope for the future of humanity. I think we have a long way to go before the end is here. We have yet to discover our true potential. We're a very young race. We have a long way to go, and God has some amazing things in store for us. And I don't think that we are headed down to the path of destruction. I think we've got some rough times that are coming up that we're going to have to deal with, but they're not going to be our end. But that's my belief. I don't know, take it or leave it. I'm trying to find this, while I'm talking to you, I'm trying to find some reverses. Oh, yeah, here's Alex Jones.
Okay, good.
And they wouldn't pay, and I mean, that pissed me off.
And he says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
There you go.
I am Satan.
I think that's what I think about all this negative doomsday talk either. We should be talking about our greatness and our potential, not about our destruction, so you can buy all our prepper products.
That's true, because, you know, I remember back in the year in 2000, Y2K, man, was he cashing in on that. The end of everything. You need generators from Alex Jones. You need male enhancement in case, you know, there's a bunch of women that you need to repopulate the earth. I mean, there's all this stuff, but not Y2K never really did happen. He never gave them their money back. So perhaps he is Satan for trying to capitalize on people's fears. That sounds like what the devil would do.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I am 100% on that one. Yep.
All right. Here's another one for you, David Oates, of Reverse Speech from Western Pennsylvania. It says, have you got any research of reverse speech recordings on from people who are on their deathbed?
Oh, what a good question. No, I haven't. Oh, boy, is that one to look into. Wow, I don't know how you'd even get recordings like that. I guess YouTube may have some. I would love to do that, but no, I haven't. Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds to me like you'd be getting closer to what's really on the other side, because a lot of near-death experiences and people that are on their deathbed claim that they see their relatives or they see an angel of light. You know, you'll be standing there with them. You say, you know, waiting in that medical area where, you know, they're getting ready to pass on. And before they do, they always seem to those people that all that always seem to say that they see people. That'd be an interesting one to record. All right, here's another one for you. Have you ever done reversals on cartoons or movies?
That's a good question too. Yes, I have done a few. Movies are interesting. Sometimes you get reversals that that are totally contradictory to the plot. Like I remember one I did that said, "Damn, this is a take 10 or something like that. And sometimes they can be incongruent with the plot. Depends on how congruent the speaker is. Like here's a clip from Star Wars.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side.
And this one is, we ask God for the power.
We ask God for the power. We ask God for the power.
So there you go. That's a congruent reversal. That's in line with the theme of Star Wars. So there you go.
Well, there was a lot of symbology in the Star Wars movie anyway. So,
yes,
all right, here's a question from Doug White out of the live chat again. It says, do you have any recordings where somebody speaks of Atlantis?
No, done nothing like that at all.
What about, well, spinning from that, is there any reverse speech of people saying that they were involved with past lives?
Oh, that's another question, what's beyond after we die? What's in the afterlife? I have found no direct evidence for reincarnation or past lives in all my years of doing reverse speech. In point of fact, I even had one guy who believed in reincarnation very strongly talking about it, and his reversals came back and said, don't explore this, don't go there. So that's the only thing. I haven't found anything that indicates that past lives exist, and I don't think any of my other analysts have found anything like that.
David Oates, when you've been doing your analysis of reverse speech, have you yourself made a decision based on the results of your reverse speech findings?
Oh, yeah, many times. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in business decisions, like I won't make a major business move until I know what my reversals tell me. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I use it constantly. I actually don't do my own analysis personally. I hire out one of my practitioners to do it for me. I think it's a bit difficult to do your own stuff. You've got your own biases that will block you from hearing some of the negative stuff. So I get someone else to do it for me. But, yeah, I do it all the time. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is you have made a decision whether or not to do something or not do something based on what you heard in reverse or backmasking?
Yes. Many times.
And has it turned out to be in your favor as a result?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. 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 A couple of times I haven't listened to it because I didn't want to believe it. And then as it turned out, I wish I had because it was spot on. So,
yeah. Well, spot on, mate. All right.
Yes.
All right. And here's a question. It says, did you do any backmasking of Buzz Aldrin, who was in the Antarctic recently? He tweeted, it's pure evil there.
Oh, look, one of my analysts has just done done John Kerry in the Antarctica. She was actually on my radio show on the weekend, this Friday, talking about the reversals she found. If you want to listen to the archives of my show, go to davidoates.com and click on the radio shows and go and listen to the last show we did about John Kerry in Antarctica. Mm-hmm. And but no, I've done none on Buzz Aldrin, but I would like to. In point of fact, I'll put that out to my people and get them to find that check, and we'll do it. Because there's something going on in Antarctica. I don't know what it is yet. I need more reversals.
Mm-hmm. Did you say John Kerry?
Yeah, John Kerry was in Antarctica a couple of
years. Did you ever reverse speech him where he's saying, say, like, I support Obama, but you play it backwards. He says, I am really Frankenstein. If you put steel plugs in my neck, I look just like him. Did you ever get that?
No, I haven't that much on John Kerry.
Yeah, so. I said that. All right. Now, does television programming speak to us in reverse speech to try to program us?
That's an interesting question. programming is a very emotive word. Certainly we can be influenced by people's reversals because we're hearing and responding to reversals all the time. It's part of what human intuition is. I've found advertisements, for example, where reversals are telling us to buy the product, and I've found reversals where reversals are saying, advertisement reversals are saying it's a lousy product, don't buy it. So once again, it all depends on the people speaking. I think that there is a programming effect of TV. I think the reversals, when we're watching TV, we're in a semi-hypnotic state anyway, so we can be influenced more by what reversals are saying. I don't know. It's a bit of a roundabout way to answer your question. So, but anyway, there we go.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have to know. I mean, suppose we're being programmed through speech, but the reverse speech is where the message is at. How do we know that we're getting hypnotized or programmed? I mean, do we just like, is it as simple as answer to turn the television off, or should we record it and find out what they're really saying and bring it up to the forefront?
Well, that would be the ultimate thing to do. But of course, to do that, we need a whole lot of trained people out there who know how to find reverse speech. Mm-hmm. So, record it and analyze it and run it back and see what's there. That will answer your question. Yeah.
All right. Here's a question. Do you do the reverse speech manually, or do you use a specific software program?
Well, I use a software program to find it. We've developed our own software that you can get from our website, reversespeech.com. The software plays the tapes forwards and backwards and variable speeds, plus a whole lot of other features. So I'm actually having to physically locate the reversals. The software does not find the reversals for me. We're not at that stage of speech recognition yet. So I have manually find them, but I'm using the software, which makes it a lot quicker and easier to find.
All right. Well, David, my question then would be this, is that if you say listen to a speech from a Donald Trump or an Obama or Hillary the witch or Madonna the masturbator, I mean, does the entire speech have the reverse information in it, or are there only a certain specific sentence that has the reverse speech in it?
Right, there are only certain specific sentences. The whole speech will not have reversals. In media, you get them a lot less than in normal public speech, that in normal conversation in media, you may only hear them once every minute or so, whereas in normal private conversation, they can happen once every 5 or 10 seconds. So, no, it's not the whole speech. It's just periodically throughout the speech.
And what about Mike Pence? I saw that you had some reverse speech on him. Tell us what you found on him.
Yeah, my pants shaped up pretty well. His reversals are all pretty congruent and straightforward. Let me see if I can pull one up real quick. Okay. Oh, here's a funny one. Here we go.
He's going to be an outstanding attorney general. He is a man of integrity. He stood shoulder to shoulder with our president-elect through this campaign, championing not only the rule of law, but confronting the scourge of illegal immigration. And for many Americans, this is a very anxious time relative to the Justice Department.
And he says, and I'll deal with the jerks. So Donald Trump's going to get him to deal with the people he doesn't want to deal with. He'll playing second fiddle.
Mike Pence will deal with the jerks.
Yeah.
That pretty much accounts for everybody on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I could have said that without the reverse speech, man. The liberals in America seem to undermine everything that is American, everything that is decent and moral, everything that they say. I mean, there are these platitudes, you know, we want to help this group. We want to help people. Don't you want to help women? Don't you want to help gays? But if you reverse speech, is there a difference between reverse speeching liberals and reverse speeching conservatives? Who tells the most truth there? Have you ever looked at that?
Yes, I have actually. The conservatives are the more truthful. The liberals are I don't know what's wrong with them. They've got mental problems, is all I can say.
And no doubt about it. I mean, Rush Limbaugh says that liberalism is a mental disease, but it just seems that they're always lying. I mean, you know, they goad people into thinking, hey, if you don't send millions of dollars to somebody who wants to kill you, then you're a freak. You know, I mean, I don't even know how they get away with that type of speech. But is it that we are programmed to believe a lie, or does our psyche have some little part of it that can glean the truth out of anybody's speech?
We have a little part of it that can glean the truth out of anybody's speech. We know it on a gut intuitive level. Yes, we do. The trick is to learn to recognize the signals from your intuition, you know. So, and that takes a bit of training and practice over the years. But I certainly agree with you about your comments on the liberals. I was very nonpartisan. Because being in Australia, you know, I really had no say in American politics. But this political season has really prejudiced me against the Liberals, because their reversals have just been atrocious. Their actions have been atrocious. Mm-hmm. I mean, how they treated Bernie Sanders was just appalling. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Don't get me on my political rant.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, we have a couple of requests of people watching the show right now. They said, if after the show, if you would do a reverse speech on me and then send me the results of that, if you get anything from me.
Yeah, sure. And sure. Then, do you archive your shows?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I want the archive because I'll put it up on my site. So, I'll do that. Talk to me after the show. Tell me how I can get the archive.
Okay, sure. Thanks. Not a problem. All archives will be developed pretty much shortly after the show, David Oates. Where are you at right now?
I'm in a town called Adelaide, which is the capital city of the state of South Australia. It's on the south coast of Australia.
And you say it's Sunday morning right now?
Uh-huh.
Let me ask something. Do you guys have, and this had nothing to do with the show, but do you guys have Muslim immigrants coming in there?
Oh, yeah. We have a fairly substantial Muslim community. They don't call, you know, they're very peaceful. They don't cause any problems, you know. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, back a masked or reverse speech Muslim imams?
No, I haven't. Nope.
But you have back reverse speeched American televangelist.
Yes, I have. Yes.
And they appear to me that they're on the take. When you reverse speech them, does that come out in the reverse speech archives?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes.
They can't help it. They know for a fact that they're bilking people with their great orations, saying, hey, just believe and you'll get all kinds of money. Of course, after you send a donation to me, then you will get all kinds of money. Are they really saying, I'm going to rip you off because I'm nothing but a charlatan?
No, most of it's like that. Here's Robert Tilton. Mm-hmm.
We're just going to keep on going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Not to be big, but just to help and reach more people. Jason.
And he says, keep on stealing it. I have sinned.
That's great, David. I knew that was the case. I knew it, man. So because I innately believe that was probably the case, is it possible that our minds can reverse speech what we're hearing real time?
Oh yes, our minds can do that. Absolutely. Yes, we've tracked it on electroencephalograph machines, the brain hearing and responding to reversals. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's part of what intuition is all about.
We have a guy over here in the States by the name of Jesse Duplantis. I call him the laughing hyena with a shit-eating grin. He is always laughing and screaming and joking, saying, send your money in, God's going to bless you. Have you ever reverse speech that dude?
No, I haven't. No.
That'd be a case for you. That'd be a test case for you.
So many things reverse. I try to keep on top of it all, but I'm only just one man. Mm-hmm. I try to get a lot of it done, though.
You've made great, David Oates, you made great inroads in the analysis of reverse speech. Has anybody from, a government said, would you please, you know, we're in negotiations with another country. Have they consulted you in any way?
No, never have. Nope, never have.
But they would be better off if they did, it sounds like.
Oh, of course they would. Absolutely they would. Yes. Yes, no, it's never happened.
What about the police? Have they ever consulted you on, say, criminals?
Yes, I've worked with the police on a half a dozen cases. There was a well-known case I worked on the police in Australia, and the reversal said the murder weapon was in the cellar. And they got a search warrant and found the weapon in the cellar exactly the way the reversal said it would be. I worked with a case, three or four cases with the Dallas police when I first was living in Dallas with great success. In one case, it pointed the location of a body in a creek under a tree. And they found it exactly where the reversal said it would be. So I don't know why the police aren't using it more than what they are. It's a bit of a mystery to me. Anyway,
what about, major cataclysmic events, say like in here in the States, 9/11. Was there any reverse speech before 9/11 that indicated it was going to happen?
Yes, there was, actually. I've got a classic reversal I play all the time. This was on an Australian client of mine. This was a recording made in August of 2001, and he's talking about accessing psychic abilities.
That I said that, you know, that I will be an opener of souls, and I had the most credible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And here he says, soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
And I believe that was a premonition of 911 coming up.
But hearing that, there would be no way to prevent, I mean, say if you went to the authorities and said, well, I've got a reverse speech, say something evil is coming, there is no way to tell them what that would be, is there?
No, there's not. No.
It almost is like it is verified as its authenticity after the fact.
Right. Yeah, it's good for hindsight, but the foresight is a little bit more difficult. Yeah.
So are you at any point trying to use reverse speech to predict future events?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a category of reversals that are future tense reversals that will actually predict future events. Like I predicted America would go into Iraq before they did based on this reversal on George Bush.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
Backwards, he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
Rather sit in Baghdad.
Rather sit in Baghdad. Rather sit in Baghdad.
And I did a radio show saying America's going to go and march right into Baghdad. And they did it exactly the way the reversal said it would. Mm. So the answer to that is yes. Yes, definitely.
Do you have that 9/11 of reverse speech ready to go again? Could you play that again?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So here's the forwards.
That I said that, you know, that I will be an opener of souls, and I had the most credible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And here's the reversal, soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
Soon plan evil on America.
I mean, fairly plain, obvious reversal, isn't it?
Wow. That is something. I wonder if, and you may not have this clip ready, but when one of the most the most obvious lie ever told to Americans was when Obama must have said 35 times, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor in our healthcare debate over here. And I'm wondering if when he was saying you can keep your doctor, he's saying, I'm really not going to let you keep your doctor. You're a bunch of fools, and I'm going to ruin your healthcare system. Is that what he was really saying in reverse speech?
Well, he was certainly saying he'd ruin the healthcare system. That's the reverse I played you. This has to damn you. I don't have that particular clip that you've asked about, so okay. No.
All right, how about this, David Oates? Do you have something on John F. Kennedy's assassination?
Oh, yes, I got quite a lot on the JFK assassination. I've researched that very, very extensively, actually. I can tell you who did it and why they did it. And well, we could do a whole show on that. Wow. Okay, so let's start off with the most obvious person to look at, and that's Lee Harvey Oswald. Here's Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans, 3 months prior to the assassination.
The fact that I did live for a time in the Soviet Union gives me excellent qualifications to repudiate charges that Cuba and the Fair Play for Cuba Committee is communist-controlled.
And here he says backwards, hear them, the wish to kill president. You hear that one? So he was listening to people who had the desire to kill the President of the United States. Who were those people? And what were they telling him? And what role did he have? Well, the reversals tell us all of that. For example, here he... where's the one I'm looking for? Here he references the name of the ringleader.
These peasants are uneducated. They have one of the lowest living standards in all of the Western Hemisphere.
And here he says, evil soul of Hoover.
Evil soul of Hoover.
Evil soul of Hoover. Evil soul of Hoover.
And so let's look at J. Edgar Hoover.
And that the plastic top to it was down. The president had insisted upon that so that he could stand up and wave to the crowd.
He's talking about the top of the car being down, and backwards he says, and I financed this evil.
I financed the evil.
In other words, he set the whole thing up. He planned the whole operation. There was a hired assassin who they hired. He was hired by the mob. For example, here he is talking about the fatal headshot.
Did you ever notice if any of those rounds hit that sign?
No. I don't know if anybody else has hit it or not. As far as I know, their rounds never hit it. I know my round didn't hit it. Like I say, I fired one shot. I was on target.
And here he says, hit him with my round.
It ended my ram.
So that's the real assassination there. Well, one of them. There are actually three teams. Anyway, we could do a whole show on that. I've got 300 or 400 reversals on the JFK assassination. Hmm.
So really, most major events, if we can just get the audio, we can find out who did what and when, where and why. Is any of that, would it ever be admissible in court?
That's an interesting question. Not in my lifetime. The polygraph is not admissible in court, so reverse speech is going to take a whole lot more convincing than the polygraph does. It can be used now for investigative purposes.
Is it more likely that somebody could pass a polygraph test knowing that they lied in the polygraph test, but they couldn't lie with the reverse speech test?
Exactly right. You cannot get the reversals to lie. I've tried numerous times over the years and can't get it to lie. Reverse speech will be more accurate than the polygraph. Yes.
David Oates, have you ever tried to record yourself and then just in a normal conversation and then create an outright lie that you know is a lie? And then go back and verify that what you said, does it tell the truth in that? Have you used that sort of?
Oh, back in my early days, I did experiments like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it will tell the truth. Absolutely it will. Yes, it will. Yeah.
So what do you think the percentage of truth telling is? Is it pretty much on the 100% scale?
Oh, yeah. I would say 100%. Yes. Hmm. Yes. I've never yet found it to be inaccurate ever. And I've been doing it for 34 years now.
In the upcoming events, we have Donald Trump, who appears to be changing all the rules of politics here in the country, and really he's affecting the world in all sorts of things. Have you been analyzing Donald Trump, and is there a message that is behind what he's saying that you've detected?
I'm right on top of Donald Trump. People need to go to my YouTube channel, which is Red Wolf 33. And I upload videos there every two or three days of all the latest press conferences I'm doing. He did an interview with Sean Hannity yesterday. I'm halfway through analyzing that one now. That'll be up on YouTube by the end of the day. So, yeah, he's sticking to his agenda. Donald Trump's a straight shooter. What he says is what he means, and that's what he's going to do. And his reversals have always been that way. They've always been congruent. They've always been the concern for America. He's going to shake up the landscape, which is exactly what America needs right now.
Righto, mate. And let me ask you something. Then if a person is telling the truth, would then – no matter what reverse speech is, that reverse speech would corroborate the truth that they're speaking?
Yes, it will. It will give extra information.
So, yes. So in particular, then, reverse speech outs the liars, the ones who try to deceive us.
Yes, exactly right. Yes.
So we would say then that those who we kind of perceive, got a kind of an ilk, kind of feel like something's wrong with what they're saying. Those are the ones we want to run through the reverse speech software or programming. Are you saying that if we have a feeling that we're being lied to, that's the person we need to run through the reverse speech?
That's exactly correct. Yeah, you're probably perceiving the reversals unconsciously. Yes.
All right, David Oates, we're getting near to the end of broadcast. Anything you'd like to say to the people about your website or about the reverse speech? You go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, then, sure. You're welcome to go to my site for sure, www.reversespeech.com. I am desperately looking for trained people. My next course starts in April the 1st. It's an online course, which we meet for 3 hours once every 2 weeks. All the information for that is on my website. Just click on the training tab. The only way reverse speech is going to get out there is we've got an army of people doing it. So, really? I've got 30 students I'm training at this current time, and we've got 8 students signed up so far for the April class, and I'd like a whole bunch more. So if this is something that excites you, you want to get involved in it, then I can teach you how to do it. So there you go.
Well, you certainly brought proof to the broadcast tonight. Let me get one more last question. Just came the very last question we have come in. It says, do you know anything about the current CIA director of the United States?
Or Pompeo or Brennan? Which one are we talking about?
I'm not sure which one it is. Somebody in the live chat can tell me.
Yeah, I've done no reversals on Pompeo. Brennan didn't like him. His reversals were incongruent.
All right. So when you say incongruent, you mean they're lying.
They're lying, yes.
And that's an interesting term. Interesting term. Yeah, it is Brennan.
Yeah. Brennan, well, yeah. Okay. Incongruent. Yeah, he's up on YouTube too. Go to my YouTube channel, RedWolf3033.
Well, there you go, incongruent. All right, David Oates, I appreciate you coming on the Edge broadcast. Can we have you on again sometime?
Absolutely. I'd love to do your show again. Sure.
All right, thanks, mate. Thank you for coming on the broadcast.
No worries. You're most welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, see ya. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that was David Oates of Reverse Speech. If you missed any of the exciting broadcasts, we'll get a replay in the main player. Next week, we're going to have with us Timothy Beckley. He's going to be talking about UFOs, and it's going to be a great program there. And then we're going to have following week, Tim Schwartz, and that's going to be another program. So if you have any guests that you'd like to have on the program, you let me know here at the Edge Television Broadcast. You can reach me at edgeam@yahoo.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and of course our TuneIn radio program it plays all of our programs 24 hours a day across any platform, any device. Well, that's a wrap for tonight's program. Thank you everyone for the great question tonight. I can't have any more of that because I would not be coherent. What was that word again? Coherent? I forgot. Oh, that's it, man. I gotta go. I gotta reverse speech myself. I gotta find out if what I said is true. You never know. Daniel Ott, for the Edge. Bye-bye.